pag holiday usually, marami sa atin ang nag-outing, maraming pupunta sa iba-ibang lugar. Shout out sa lahat ng nag-outing. Kaya pala traffic nung Thursday nang nagta-travel ako papunta sa bahay dahil long weekend pala. Siguro marami sa inyo yung nag-leave for Friday kaya dire-diretso na kayo papunta sa inyong mga destination. At ngayon ay pasarap na pasarap kayo dyan sa location nyo. Pero marami ding mga tao ang hindi nagsispend ng holidays nila kung saan vacation. Many people are at home, many people are alone. And we just want to accompany you with some good stuff for you while you are having your lunch. Or bago ka man makatulog, bago ka matulog, baka nag-afternoon nap ka. Ano tong holiday? Yes, sabi ni John Joseph Benares, ano daw tong holiday na to? Holiday nga to, di ba bro? It's EDSA, EDSA Revolution Anniversary, I think. And so we just want to recognize there is a possibility for many people to be at home, you know, and you're looking for some company. At nandito ako, bumabawi. Naks, bumabawi dahil hindi nakapag-live nung Monday. And today, we will be talking about comparing feelings. Aha, yes, nangyayari yan. Iko-compare mo yung sarili mo, hindi in terms of physical, but how you feel about how, and you compare yourself with how others are also feeling. Shoutout muna tayo kay Brian Fernandez na nag-comment sa ating stream. Bro, mamaya magkikita tayo, di ba? So, see you later. Kapag ka nagko-cope ka with something, for example, may pinagdadaanan kang mahirap, hindi uncommon yung ibang tao magsasabi sa'yo na, oh, ikaw, magpasalamat ka kasi maaaring mas worse yung nangyari sa'yo. People will advise you na, huwag ka masyadong ma-hurt, huwag ka masyadong maapektuhan dahil it can be worse. It could be worse. So, don't feel bad about it. And sometimes, when people tell you that, you might be even thinking to yourself, well, at least, hindi ako kasing sama ng naranasan dun sa kakilala ko na halos same ng experience. And this is when we compare our pain, our emotions, to others. Common ito na nangyayari, kinukumpara natin yung nararamdaman natin sa ibang tao, kinukumpara natin yung nararamdaman din ng ibang tao sa sarili nating experience, lalong-lalo na pagka meron tayong similar experience to them. Pareho kayong galing sa breakup, pareho kayong nawalan ng love life, pareho kayong na bumagsak. Dati kayong galing sa isang work na hindi maganda yung work environment, and you compare yourself with how you feel, no? Comparisons are natural because lumalaki tayo sa ganung klaseng society eh. People always tend to compare themselves with other people. But ang sinasabi natin dito, hindi palaging healthy or helpful ang pag-compare ng sarili mo or ng nararamdaman mo dun sa nararamdaman din ng ibang tao. Normally, ang comparison pwedeng helpful. But today, we will talk about how they can serve as a way para mapakiramdaman natin yung progress natin para ma-determine natin ano ba yung appropriate kind of comparison in a certain situation. Kasi minsan, may comparison na hindi healthy at minsan, may comparison naman na healthy. In other cases, ang comparison maaaring makapagpigil sa growth mo. It can even prevent you from self-compassion. Pagka kinocompare mo yung sarili mo sa ibang tao, maaaring ang result nito ay wala ka ng compassion or pagmamahal sa sarili mo. And it can even make it more difficult to empathize with other people. Dahil ang default mo ay comparison, yung empathy or yung compassion para sa iba ay nawawala. So, pag-usapan natin to. Paano ba nagiging harmful ang pag-compare ng feelings natin sa ibang tao? How can comparing feelings be harmful for us? We have to be aware of this so that we can avoid them. Gusto kong tandaan mo, number one, that people experience things differently. Magkakaiba tayo ng experiences. Maaaring yung experience mo at experience ko ay magkaiba kahit na merong similarities dun sa experience natin. Meron tayong different resources, meron tayong different experiences, at itong resources and experience na to ay lumalaro dun sa mga situation natin sa buhay. Lumalaro din yan dun sa kung paano tayo naaapektuhan emotionally given that there are different experiences that we have. So, hindi lahat ng tao nakaka-feel ng joy sa parehong paraan. How you feel joy is not the same as how I feel joy. At pareho rin yan sa pain. Hindi tayo pareho ng pagkaramdam ng pain. Yung masakit para sa'yo ay different sa masakit para sa akin. Kahit na pareho yung sitwasyon, we can feel pain in a different way. So walang hierarchy of emotion na nagsasabi na yung feelings ng isang tao ay better kesa dun sa kabilang tao. Yung feelings ng isang tao is stronger than this other person's feeling. Walang ganun. Walang hierarchy ng emotion. For example, kung may pinagdadaanan ka na emotionally painful na loss, no? Nawalan ka ng isang tao na malapit sa'yo or ng isang bagay na malapit sa'yo or nawalan ka ng pet, for example, maaaring matempt ka na i-compare yung nararamdaman mo sa isa pang tao na nakadaan din sa ganung klaseng experience. Important na matandaan mo na ang hurt, kahit ano pang degree ng hurt, hurt is still hurt. Tandaan mo yan. Comparing your pain to someone else who seems to be suffering only serves to minimize what you are feeling. Pagka kinocompare mo yung sarili mo sa iba at kinocompare mo yung pakiramdam mo ng hurt sa pagka-hurt ng iba, ang isang nangyayari dyan ay nami-minimize mo yung hurt mo. And that can be negative. Okay? So tandaan mo, unang-una, we all experience things differently. Shoutout muna tayo kay Lance Del Mundo na nagsabi ng good morning. Baka kakagising mo lang, bro. Okay lang yan, holiday naman. Okay? Pangalawa, ang comparison, often, it leads to minimization. Ano ibig sabihin ng minimization? Often, kapag ka nagfo-focus tayo sa pag-compare ng emotion natin sa iba, is we minimize what we feel or what other people feel. Parang nawawala yung simpatiya dahil nababaliwala or napapaliit natin yung pain na nararamdaman ng ibang tao. For example, pakiramdam mo wala kang karapatan na maging at upset or bad trip dahil may kakilala ka na mas grabe yung na-experience niya. So sinasabi mo sa sarili mo, bakit ba ako nag-hurt dito? Eh mas matindi niya nga yung nararanasan ng ibang tao kaysa sa akin. So nami-minimize mo yung feelings mo pagka ganun. That's one example. Another example is yung pakiramdam mo na wala kang right to feel lonely because you have more friends and family than another person does. Pag nalulungkot ka at naiisip mo, yung kakilala ko, mas konti naman ng friends and family niya kaysa sa akin. So, dapat hindi ako malungkot. Yun ang example ng minimization ng pakiramdam. And that's not healthy. Kasi, yung experience ng iba ay hindi naman naka-cancel out nun yung experience mo. The experience of others with how they handle pain does not negate or cancel out how you experience hurt. And comparing your feelings in that manner is minimizing your own experience. So huwag mong gagawin sana yun. Itong isang bagay na to ay pwede mong gawin kapag ka ayaw mong makafeel ng negative emotion. Yung pag-minimize nga ng nararamdaman mo. Kaysa sa harapin mo yung emotion, ang ginagawa mo, dinidismiss mo lang yung nararamdaman mo, tapos sinasabi mo sa sarili mo na wala akong karapatang ma-feel tong nararamdaman kong negative dahil it can be worse. Mm-hmm. Alam mo, yan ay isang form ng toxic positivity. Alam nyo ba yon? Narinig nyo na siguro yung toxic positivity online. One form of toxic positivity ay yung nagsasabi na don't feel bad about what you're going through because other people have it worse. Yan, toxic positivity yan. Isang form yan. People feel that they have to hide or reject negative feelings in order to focus on a false sense of optimism. Parang optimistic nga yung perspective, di ba? Mas malalay na experience ng ibang tao, so huwag kang mag-feel ng bad tungkol sa sarili mo. But what we're saying here is, no matter what degree of hurt or pain ang nararamdaman mo, valid yon at hindi mo siya dapat dinidismiss. Okay? Ang isa pang negative na pwedeng idulot ng pag-compare ng feelings mo sa ibang tao ay it will keep you from facing your feelings. Napag-usapan natin sa ibang episode natin na we need to face how we feel. Hindi natin dapat tinatalikuran, hindi natin dapat sinusuppress or pinipigilan yung mga nararamdaman natin. At dapat yon natututunan natin as we grow more mature to really face how we feel. Okay? Kahit na ang isang situation ng another person is worse than yours, sabihin na natin objectively, pag tinignan, talagang worse than your situation yung nangyayari sa iba, hindi ibig sabihin nun ay hindi na totoo yung nararamdaman mo. Tama ba? It's still very real that you are experiencing pain, experiencing hurt, and these are very valid emotions. Sabi ni John Joseph Benares, no, nare-remind daw siya nito dun sa WandaVision na Marvel show. Na other character, si Wanda, she creates a fantasy world kasi ayaw daw niyang i-deal yung pain niya na nawala si Vision. Tama yon, John, no? And that is maybe because si Wanda, ang iniisip niya, yung struggle between nawala si Vision pero na-achieve yung greater good dun sa Marvel. So, instead of facing how she feels, she creates a fantasy world to help her cope with Vision. Vision's loss, o ganyan. No? So, ayaw niyang harapin yung nararamdaman niya. And that's also something that we have to be aware of when it comes to comparing our feelings with other people. Yes, yung ibang tao, maaaring they have their own pain and they have their own disappointments to face. Pero, hindi ibig sabihin nun ay invalid na yung nararamdaman mong pain. Negative feelings can increase stress. Tama, di ba? Kaka-stress talaga, lalo na pag di mo pinipigil or di mo hinaharap yung negative feelings mo. Pag hindi sila na-deal properly, mas lalong nakaka-apekto sa atin yung mga yan. But even difficult emotions can be important sources of information. Oo, ang negative feeling ay masama sa pakiramdam. Kaya minsan gusto natin siyang takbuhan. Pero tandaan mo to, yung negative or difficult emotions na nararamdaman natin can also be a source of information for us. Anong pwedeng sabihin sa atin ng negative emotions natin? It can tell us that something needs to change. And something needs to change so that we can be helped para mas maging motivated tayo to do positive changes sa buhay natin. So we need to face our feelings. Remember this, no? Everyone deserves help, di ba? Ako, ikaw, yung mga kakilala natin, everyone deserves help. Pero kapag ka unhealthy yung comparison natin ng feelings natin sa ibang tao, it can lead people to think that they can just deal with their problems alone. So hindi healthy yun. Huwag nating i-cultivate yung atmosphere na nagsasabing huwag ka na maging hurt kasi mas malala ngayon sa iba eh. No? Rather than reach out for help and support, yung mga people who are hurt and people who feel like they need to be compared to how other people feel, ang nangyayari dito na nasusuppress yung pakiramdam nila and that doesn't build a very good environment for growth. So kung gusto natin magkaroon ng safe space sa mga communities natin, we need to understand that comparison has its limits. A person who is experiencing depression, for example, maaaring hindi siya mag-seek out ng help kasi isipin nila na wala talaga silang reason to feel depressed because of that culture that says, huwag ka na ma-depress kasi naman mas malala naman yung na-experience ng iba. Di ba? Hindi maganda yun. No? Nai-invalidate yung pakiramdam ng iba kapag ka fino-foster natin yung culture na nagsasabing mas malala yung sa kanya so wala kang karapatang malungkot or ma-hurt. Mm-hmm. Na napipigilan nun yung desire ng iba na mag-reach out. Yung need ng iba for community. So, in these cases, dyan sa mga na-mention ko, comparisons can lead to avoiding problems rather than finding ways to address them. Even if you feel like your problems aren't that bad, you still deserve support and help. Sabihin mo yun sa sarili mo, ha? Kahit na feeling ko hindi masyadong malala yung problema ko, I still deserve support and help. Don't believe that toxic positive form of culture that says don't feel bad because other people have it worse. So, paano ka magre-respond kapag ka nare-realize mo na kino-compare mo yung sarili mo, yung feelings mo, sa feelings ng ibang tao who are also experiencing pain? Makakatulong ba na talagang mag-compare ka ng mag-compare? Or ginagawa mo ba yung comparison para ma-dismiss mo lang yung emotion mo? Instead of comparing, I have a few suggestions for you. Number one, allow yourself to sit with your emotions without judgment. Uy, pwede ba yun? You sit with your emotions without judgment? Oo naman, pwede yun, no? Kasi usually yung ginagawa natin, pag nakakaramdam tayo ng isang bagay, ginajudge din natin yung nararamdaman natin. When we find ourselves feeling sad, ginajudge natin yung sarili natin by saying, bakit ba ako nalulungkot? Hindi dapat ako malungkot. Judgment yun. So allow yourself to sit with your emotions lang instead of comparing to others. And ask yourself, ano bang nararamdaman ko? At ano bang sinasabi sa akin ng nararamdaman ko? Number two, give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling and remind yourself that emotions are valid. Say it with me. Emotions are valid. One more time. Emotions are valid. Okay? Pabayaan mo yung sarili mo. Bigyan mo ng space yung sarili mo na maramdaman yung pain and hurt. Hindi ibig sabihin nun, inaapakan mo lalo yung sarili mo para lalo kang masaktan. Hindi yun ang sinasabi ko, ha? Pero bigyan mo lang yung space mo. Parang sinasabi mo, eh, nahurt siya, eh. So, pabayaan mo muna siya dun sa feeling na yun. Dahil nga, yung emotion na yun can tell you something. Okay? Pangatlo, lean on others. Alright? Lean on others. But, don't feel the need to minimize your struggles or compare your problems to them. We need community, guys. And dito sa podcast, we really appreciate those of you who send us messages, who comment sa mga streams namin, nagsisend ka ng message sa Instagram or tinatag nyo kami sa stories nyo. Sobrang importante nun kasi na-encourage din kami na ipagpatuloy yung pagpa-podcast namin. And as we need you, we also believe we bless you in some way. Kailangan talaga natin ng ibang tao na masasandalan. Pero yung pagsandal ay hindi yung pagsandal na nami-minimize naman yung pinagdadaanan natin. Pang-apat, avoid judging other people's emotions. Kung lumaki ka sa isang environment na laging na-judge yung emotions ng ibang tao at na-judge din yung na-feel ng iba, huwag ka na mag-focus dun. Try to avoid that as much as possible. Instead, you focus on valuing the fact that they are willing to share what they are feeling with you. Diba ang ganda nun? Usually, pag may nag-share sa atin, alam mo guys, na-hurt talaga ako eh, dun sa ginawa ni ano. Tapos ang gagawin natin, ikaw naman, ako nga eh. Alam mo yon, judgment na agad eh, di ba? Pero instead of judging other people's emotions, i-recognize natin, uy, nag-share siya sa akin. Ibig sabihin, may tiwala siya na pwede siyang mag-open up sa akin. Dun tayo mag-focus. Instead of judging what they are sharing with us. At panghuli, listen to what people are saying. Instead of comparing, you acknowledge that this person that's sharing with you have true, real feelings. At yung pagsabi mo na nakikita mo na mahirap para sa kanila yung sinishare nila ay magiging important validation para sa kanila. Importanteng-importante yan. So also be there for other people and be part of cultivating that kind of atmosphere. Yung atmosphere na walang judgment. Yung atmosphere na nagsasabing, you can feel what you are feeling right now and I will journey with you sa pag-make sense ng nararamdaman mo. Tandaan mo, no? Meron tayong tinatawag na vulnerable space. Ano yung vulnerable space or vulnerable place? Ito yung place sa buhay mo kung saan feeling mo talaga napaka-fragile mo, napaka-broken mo. And ano yan? Delicate yan, no? Kapag ka nandun ng isang tao, pag emotional yung isang tao or nasa isang place siya sa buhay niya na sensitive siya, hindi yun ang time para mag-judge or mag-compare. Hindi yun ang time. And that also applies to you. Okay? Kapag ka ikaw ay nasa vulnerable place, when you feel hurt or pain, when you're depressed or sad, it's not the time for you to judge yourself and compare yourself to what other people are experiencing or feeling. Deal with those emotions, even if they are difficult. And that is what allows you and me the chance to learn, grow, and heal. Yun yung gusto nating mangyari. So, instead of comparing yourself when you're feeling something difficult, learn to deal with the emotions. Sometimes, sharing your emotions can actually help. At sinasuggest ng research, yun lang pagdaldal, yun lang pag-talk about what you are feeling can already help reduce the intensity of the emotions na nararamdaman mo. So, today we're learning na merong mga times na ang comparison ay hindi healthy. At nalaman natin na hindi dapat nating ginagawang habit yung pag-compare ng nararamdaman natin kapag ka may pinagdadaanan tayo. Tandaan mo yan. And hopefully, kapag ka na-feel mo na you need to compare how you feel to other people, maalala mo tong episode na to at ma-realize mo na oo nga naman, I don't need to judge my own emotions, but I can face them with the complete dignity that I can grow from this. And alam mo, yan din yung paniniwala natin tungkol kay God. God allows us to feel what we feel, and He uses what we feel in order to speak to us and give us a glimpse of how we can be better. Gusto ni Lord na kapag may pinagdadaanan tayo, it will make us better. It will make us more mature. It will make us more ready to face life and challenges. Remember this, when you're experiencing something bad, when you're going through something, a great thing to always remember is that you are in an opportunity to become better through your struggle. So don't ever compare yourself to others and don't judge how you feel. Kung kailangan mo ng kausap, pwede kang mag-PM dito sa Grow Deep Podcast. Hanapin mo lang kami sa Facebook. It's at growdeep.podcast on Facebook and pareho lang sa Instagram. It's @growdeep.podcast on Instagram. Kung na-bless ka sa episode na to, share this episode to other people and we'd also be happy to hear from you. PM mo kami, mention mo kami sa story mo, and we'd be happy to share how you are also becoming a blessing to us. Kung kailangan mo ng kausap, mag-PM ka sa Grow Deep Podcast dahil naiintindihan namin na kapag kami pinagdadaanan tayo, sometimes it can really, really be difficult. And don't worry, you don't need to be completely alone during those times. Send us a message and we'll help connect you to someone who can listen to you and if you need it, maybe also offer you advice. Alright? So see you again in the next episode. God bless. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope that you were blessed with this episode. Kung gusto mo pang makarinig ng ibang episodes from the Grow Deep Podcast, sundan mo lang kami sa Facebook, The Grow Deep Podcast on Facebook, and sa Instagram, it's growdeep.podcast on Instagram. This podcast is available on Spotify and Apple iTunes. So kung hindi mo pa kami na-follow, sana i-follow mo na kami. See you in the next episode. God bless!